Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Having a great visit with our good friend Ed Abel, the president and the founder of Abel Business Institute. And that's abelbusinessinstitute.com, right, Ed?
It is.
So check it out. Hey, Ed.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff there for useful information.
And if you need someone to help you with your business, Ed will be glad to do that. Hey, Ed, we're talking about networking, and I remember my very first networking organization I joined was decades ago. I was just a pup in selling in the marketplace and on commission, and there was a group of seven or eight local businessmen, a lot older than me. Most of them were old as my dad at the time, but they invited me. I got to know a couple of them. They invited me to join this salesman's club. They called it. And Monday morning we met and literally passed information back and forth about where business was being done, construction jobs, new companies coming to town, et cetera, et cetera. And that was a kind of a networking group where you literally saw an opportunity to do business from those leads. And we were networking. We weren't doing business with each other so much, but we were finding out about other opportunities. Now, I felt that was a good beginning for me to learn about networking.
Those are the best kind of events. The events, I call that a structured event, where you get together on a regular basis with the same group of people, and over a period of time, you develop trust and a relationship.
Now, 25 years ago, Dr. Ivan Meisner, a great member of our Brain Trust,
I was gonna go there.
Ivan is founded BNI, and my audience knows all about BNI. Ed, I know you do too.
Yeah, I attribute 80% of my business, and I have a high six-figure consulting business, to BNI.
Yeah.
And the value of the relationships that over
Good
the
for you.
Past years I created.
So you've been a member of BNI for a while then.
I'm in my sixth year.
Yeah, great. I'll have to tell Ivan about that, because that's a great success story. Because you guys literally pass leads to each other, don't you?
We do, and we build relationships, and we build friendships. And one of the byproducts of BNI really was, as we get older, it becomes harder and harder to meet people that you want to be friends with. But in these groups, you tend to meet one, two, or three people
that
you actually create a true friendship with.
Right. But I want to come back though to one thing that we talked about earlier. That regardless of where you go, it's you've got to learn how to say you first, then me. You got to learn how to have that attitude. Not say that, but have that attitude, don't you?
You really do, and if you don't, you're not going to really benefit from the value that comes out of these kinds of situations. It's really about the other person. It goes back to being patient for the sales opportunities to come or to grow, so that when they're ripe, you're there for them.
One of my favorite things to ever happen to me is when somebody calls me and says, "Hey, Jim." In fact, it happened recently. "Hey, Jim, I met you about a year ago, or I met you 3 years ago, and we're now ready to talk to you."
Yes.
Now, that is, when you can get that, when you can plant, get those kinds of seeds in the ground and get them behind you, Ed, when they start coming up, that's when your business will quantum leap, because not only are you having success from the business that you create today from going and calling on people in the normal course of business, but then here comes this thing out of the blue you didn't see coming, and it was because you planted a seed 3 years ago or 5 years ago.
Exactly. And you know what? That, to me, is the true essence. That's when you know you have a business that's really sustainable.
Yeah.
When things start happening not because of something you did today, but something you did over a period of time, and now they're coming to bear fruit.
That's why you have to, you can't really evaluate how successful your business is going to be in the first year or two or even three. you have to have a longer tail of repeat customers. That's when you can do what you said a minute ago, which is be sustainable.
Yes, very true.
And that's when the quantum leap has potential can happen, folks. And when you feel that quantum leap, when you wake up January 1 and you got business this year, not only from what you're going to do this year, but from the stuff that you planted earlier, that's the quantum leap happens. Hey, Ed, thanks for being here. Give us the website one more time, please.
Check us out at ABEL, businessinstitute.com.
Thanks, Ed, for being here. Good job,
Jim.
We'll see you next time. And by the way, I'll remind you of something else that Ivan always says when he's on the show that I encourage you to do yourself. When you're networking, remember this, givers gain. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.